5:02 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, my wonderful listeners, 8 days left for the holy, blessed month of Ramadan. Yes, my beloved, wonderful listeners, the 22nd of Shaban, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected teacher, senior, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Sha'ban 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, the criterion, and verse number 68. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting who are the true, devoted, dedicated Muslims, the true servants and slaves of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and these are their qualities. These are the qualities which they fulfill or they abstain and refrain from. Hence, in today's lesson, chapter 25, verse 68, the true Muslim must abstain from the following. وَالَّذِينَ, they are those people, لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ, they never ever call with Almighty Allah another deity. They never ever worship another creation. They only worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, whether it is Fis-Sarra wa-Dharra, whether it is a time of adversity or the time of prosperity. Remember, they don't go to any person who's alive or dead and so forth and worship them. Nay, remember that it is only solely Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. La ilaha illallah, la ma'abuda bihaqqin illallah. Truly there is none worthy of worship except him, Almighty Allah. Let me illustrate this point with an easy example. A Muslim person passes away. So you have the mayyit, the janaza, right in front, the deceased person. And thereafter you will have the imam, the leader of the congregation, and then the congregation. Now in this prayer, in this salatul janaza, there is no bowing down, no ruku. There is no sujood and no prostration. Why? To show us the ruku and sajda, the bowing down and prostrating and so forth is only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah. Islam is the only religion on the face of the earth that teaches us through monotheism, none is equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect, whether it's a prophet or whether it's a sahabi or whether it is an awliyaullah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ, none is equal to Almighty Allah in any respect, in any aspect. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ليس كمثله شيء. Allah is not similar to any creation, and no creation is similar to Allah Jalla wa Ala in any aspect. That is our tawheed, our monotheism. ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله, and do not kill any life, any person whose life is sacred and sacred. And remember, honored, honorable, so for us life is sacred. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If you save one life, it's like you save the life of the entire human race. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. And when you murder a sacred person, a person whose life is sacred, so remember that there are civilians and so forth, so then it is like you murdered the entire human race. That is what is mentioned in the noble Quran and enshrined in the Quran. Illa bilhaq, except where there is justification. Three examples: a person, Allah forbid, was born a Muslim, or he or she embraced Islam, and then Aliyazu billah, Allah forbid, he or she became murtad and they became apostates, they denounce Islam, so for them is the death penalty. That is the verdict of majority scholars. And remember, for male and female, man baddala deenahu faqtulu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. When you change your religion from Islam to any other ism, then is the death penalty. People who commit adultery, remember that Allah forbid, you married and you committing adultery, for both parties, male and female, remember death penalty. 54 sahaba, students, companions of the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, report this hadith. Therefore, people who reject the death penalty, they can't be Muslim. Third one, you must remember that in the case of war, that we are in occupied Palestine, we are there in Syria, we are there in Libya, we are there in Burma, and these enemies come, remember that, these zalim tinpot dictators, so remember the law will be one settler, one bullet. So there's no such thing as civilians there. So you will say they are justified, because remember, these are the people who have stolen our land, destroyed our mosque, raped our women, Kashmir, all these examples you can use. Wala yaznoon, they don't commit fornication or adultery. And for fornication, boyfriend, girlfriend, today people parking wherever they want to park, park in the parking lot, park in the loading zone, wherever. So remember, 100 lashes in public for both of them, the fornicator and fornicators. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 2. And punish them in public. Wala ta'khudhkum bihima ra'fa. Don't show them any mercy and compassion. So why? Islam says make few people a sample and example, and that will be a deterrent. What do you think, South Africa? South Africa, nobody can solve the problem, because the first people you will have to punish are the politicians and the rulers themselves. You know the corruption and cadre deployment and the criminals that are going on. So you must remember that. So you want to clean up your society, you have to make some people a sample example in public. And if it is adultery, then it's a death penalty. And if it is homosexuality, then also is a death penalty. وَمَنْ يَفْأَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Whosoever perpetrates and commits these crimes, the crime of kufr and blasphemy, the crime of shirk and polytheism, the crime of premeditated murder, or of fornication, adultery, then that person will meet his sins on the day of justice. Yea, he or she repents and so forth. So that's a different issue. We will discuss that tomorrow, inshallah. So Islam is teaching us there are certain do's and certain don'ts in life. So these are non-negotiable. Let's take you around the world for news, views, interviews, and the news behind the news. American drone crashes. Lot of things are crashing in America. Their banks are crashing. Their drones are crashing. The share market is crashing. So American drone crashes in the Black Sea. Oh, listener, do you know how much one drone costs? $30 million. Now the boxing match starts. So Russia say, we got nothing to do with you. It was your fault, your helicopter, your drone, and your surveillance drone. You were coming towards Russia, and then it fell down in the Black Sea. What you blaming us? America says, no, it was you who intercepted it, and so forth. So this is the first time. The two powers, we don't call them superpower. Superpower is only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Putin, you'll did well. Remember, that's why we support you. We know you're a big harami, but we need haramis to take on these Americans and others. Thereafter, Pakistan, Imran Khan, 78 charges against him. Can you believe that? Politically motivated, and remember Choroki Hukumat, the government of thugs and crooks going on there, planted by the West and so forth. So they want Imran in jail, and Imran's Pakistan Tahrik-e-Insaf, they made sure they can't touch Imran, and they pelted and protested against the police and so forth. So Imran is still sitting quietly in his house with his wife, I think, in Lahore. So you must remember that. Whoever free and fair elections, and Imran will win. You see, when I tell you women that you must not go to university and go there every day, you must not go and work, you think that Islam is oppressing you. This is the real oppression. And I was there in this place. South Korea, you must remember that they saying, all the statistics are coming out. Sexual violence in South Korea, 38%. That is what they're telling us now. They were harassed, they were sexually molested, and they joined the chat rooms and so forth and so on. So you must understand that once they get you out of the house, then remember you are vulnerable and you will be a target. Look at South Africa. The rape capital of the world, the crime capital of the world, the gay capital of the world, and all this goes on. Look at what a sad story. Our neighbor, Malawi, more than 200 people passed away, Blantyre surroundings. Many of them Muslim, remember that. Allah accept their shahadat and grant them the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. And the storm here, known as Storm Freddy, came from Madagascar, came to Mozambique, and the greatest devastation there in Malawi. More than 4,000 houses displaced. Thousands of people need help. Allah alone have mercy on them. Maputo, there Mozambique, another problem. That one singer, he died, and now they wanted that his funeral must go past the presidential palace. So the police army said no. So they started shooting and all that, the protesters. So a lot of things going on in the world. People are just trigger happy, you know. In Brazil, in one place, 14 places, in one city, 14 different places, the gangs were shooting, and at random. Now, this is a very, very sad story for me and you, as Muslims. But the Muslim Ummah are fast asleep, living in Alice in Wonderland. Wake up, you Ummah. Remember, Quran Sharif taught us, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verses, remember, of the six Jews, the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Now, today, presently, currently, and in future, your worst enemies will be the Yahud, the Jews, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. Take these two stories and then you tell me. You see, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, the Crown Prince, Clown Prince, call whatever you want to. So he can't go to UK. The British tabloid will tear him to pieces. He can't go to America. The Washington Post will tear him to pieces because of Jamal Khashoggi. So he uses his henchman. You must remember, they call him Sheikh Isa. Sheikh Isa, another traitor, another murtad, another shaitan. So he is the Secretary General of Rabita Alame Islami, the Muslim World League. He went to go and bootleg Prince Charles, right? There at Buckingham Palace. So he meets, you must remember, the Jutlas, the Board of Deputies, as they like to call themselves. And then one harami, one Jutla comes from there, from the UK, to Medina Munawwara and to plant date trees in Medina Munawwara. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was in his fatal illness, he said, Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Go open Sahih Muslim and other compilations of hadith. Expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab Peninsula. You haramis, you traitors, you murtads of Saudi Arabia, the rulers, you go invite the Jutlas to bootlick Israel, to bootlick America. What a shame and disgrace. Shame on you. Then you go there to India. And you know the BJP. Yesterday I sent out a clip, a Hindu lady. She's speaking about what happened when the butcher of Gujarat murdered the Muslims. And remember that. And her father, a Hindu, stood for justice. Now he's languishing in jail, life in prison. Hindu lady spoke. And I sent it out to thousands of people. If you've been to Delhi, then you visit the Shahi Masjid. You know Shahi Masjid? So you must remember that from the Ottoman time, that they used to appoint the imams and so forth there from Bukhara, from Uzbekistan. So listen to this traitor here. The imam of the Shahi Masjid, Ahmad Bukhari, joins the BJP and is telling the Muslims, you must vote for BJP. The people who are raping our women, the people who are demolishing our masajid and madrasas and darulums, the people who are worse enemies, Quran says. So who can get bigger traitors and enemies than this? So you need to understand what is really happening. China warns OSUK, OSUK, A for Australia, and US and then UK, about their nuclear submarines. You want to bring submarines here? Then China says, then we also will be ready, and then you will see what happens. When we come in, Russia, China, Iran, the mix with the drones and everything. Moody's, you know Moody's? They forever looking at South Africa. Have we reached junk status or not? So they said, South Africa, you are junk, you understood? So the outlook is negative for US banking. The banks are collapsing. The stock markets are decreasing. And big, big problems in the financial field there in America. Listen to this one, the harami, Bibi Netanyahu, he wants credibility because the Jutlas are marching, protesting for 10 consecutive weeks. 500,000 alone last week protested. Now he went to Italy. The translator did not want to translate for him. Now he wants to go to Berlin. He wants to go to London. He wants to go to the Western capitals and cities to gain some credibility. They say, you're not welcome. Delay it. What more and more humiliation can you get? This is a cursed nation, the Jutlas. Remember that. In Ethiopia, remember there is some peace treaty between Ethiopia, the government, and the Tigray people. But what did it cost? 500,000 people dead. That is what it cost. Last incident, we bring you some local news. You must never forget these issues. We will remind you till I die. You must remember there were organizations in South Africa who closed our masajid 5 days before the government even said so. They went to court to close our mosque and so forth. Today they want to redeem themselves and they tell people, come to our conference and we will show you that how you can keep your mosque safe. You must remember from the criminals. But are you not the biggest criminal? Quran says you are the biggest criminal. وَمَنَ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Who can be the biggest zalim, oppressor, transgressor than you who closed the masjid of Allah? Surah 2, chapter 114. You took the masjid, you took the Quran Sharifs out of the masjid and you said this virus in the Quran. Allah forbid, Aliyah, is kufr that. You said the masajid are the super spreader of the virus. That's kufr, wallahi al-azim. Ahabbul biladi ilallah masajiduha. Can we go lower than that? Remember to associate with these people is definitely not permissible. Till they make a public apology, we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or government. We have to protect and defend Islam and the Sharia and promote Islam without compromise and without being apologetic.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I've got sister Tali Ustad. She says, morning to you, AK. Why do some people refuse to believe God's word? Tali Ustad.
You, my sister, let's start with the micro, then we will go to the macro. So I'm asking you, Tali, do you believe in God's word? Then I'm going to ask you, which Bible do you believe in? Do you know if you put 5 different Bibles, you will find certain verses have been expunged, certain verses have been removed, and all that. The Protestants and the Catholics don't believe in certain verses. So if the Catholics say we believe in this, then the Protestants say we don't believe in this. So therefore we say, my sister Tilly, that there are different versions of the Bible. It even confuses the virgins. So there's only one constitution, and that is the noble Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. It has stood the test of time. You see, next week, Wednesday evening, today is Wednesday, inshallah, Allah God willing, Allah willing. Remember, the moon is sighted Wednesday evening, so we will be reciting the Quran by memory, my sister. And you must remember, not my myself only, millions of people will be reciting. Why? When the month of Ramadan comes, daytime is siyam, is fasting. Nighttime is tilawatul Quran. And fasting is a beauty. And the fasting is a duty, and tilawat and recitation of the noble Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. It is the commemoration of the preservation of the noble Quran. No religion in the world can ever do that. They can't even produce one single person who has memorized the original book and scripture revealed to the respective prophets, Moses, peace be upon him, Jesus, peace be upon him. Therefore, my sister Tilly, you should go online and read Quran, Q-U-R-A-A-N, made easy. It's in 2 volumes. And you will see at the bottom is written, the Amir, the leader, Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, Hussein, H-O-O-S-E-N, Ilyas, E-L-I-A-S. So inshallah, that's one of the best for you. It's very easy to comprehend and to understand. So that is the only book and scripture in its pristine purity. All the others are corrupted by the rabbis, by the priests, by the clergy and the Pope.
I see Mervin says that if I go to jail, AK, for negligence of not making sure of my tickets that were paid, can I sue the government for loss of income, Ustad?
How can you sue the government? You must remember, when you are the guilty party, you must remember that if they gave you tickets for speeding, not wearing safety belt, or your license is expired, your car license, you are the guilty party. And remember, in South Africa, they won't send you to jail, unless you must remember. They will just include the fines and just make it more and more and more. And you can go, you must remember, to court and say, okay, I will pay the fines with interest and all that. Interest is haram in Islam, but remember, for them it's totally acceptable and they won't send you in jail. Jail is full, prisons are full, you must remember that. So my brother, don't worry about that. You first go and pay your fines. You worry about that.
Somebody says, yeah, my question is, why is our president keeping quiet about the shutdown? And I heard he's resigning, he's stepping down to start.
So you must remember that, Mervyn, you must pay your fines and then you will be fine. You understand? You see, you brother who serves, sister who sent this question about this president resigning, this, that. You must never rely on rumors. Mm-hmm. So that is the big problem today. People just want, and the media also. You see, Netanyahu is in a corner. So what he does, he says the left-wing media, his son the Harami, what he says, he's calling the other Jutlas who are protesting and marching, he calls them Nazis. Can you believe that? One Jutla calling another Jutla Nazi. Go see, all these things are written in the Haaretz newspaper, you must remember that. So remember that we say, until today I will tell you this, for us, the best country is South Africa. The problems are crime, are corruption, are cadre deployment that has destroyed this country. So we must all turn more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and we must become better human beings, and as Muslims we must become better ambassadors. So ask ourselves, what does the Quran say? وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, it's because of your own doings. We are also corrupted. You, I'm asking you, how many robots you shoot which are red? You're just... I myself, I see the taxi going, I also go. So what is there? So because your life is in danger some places, you know the robots are not working, there's load shedding, it's dark, you just look left, right, and you carry on, so you must remember that. So that is why South Africa has become a banana republic. Because from the top to bottom, there's corruption, illa mashallah, except you exclude 5-10%.
I see a robot says, so why is Elon Musk selling all his houses in America? Don't you feel him sorry, AK?
Why must I feel him sorry? We tell him, Elon Musk, come back to South Africa and you open your own political party. You got all the means. You don't have to worry about your Twitter and your tweets and about Tesla and all that. Come back to South Africa, Musk, and then we will find some fragrance here, maybe. You understand? You must open a party that is based on justice and no corruption. Any person found corrupt, you expel him straight away. Then South Africa will go in the right direction and in the right place, you know. So otherwise, who can we rely on today?
I see Jaco says, morning, AK. He says, what banks do millionaires keep their money? Jaco, Ustad.
Jaco, you had by your health, ne? Where is the health? Honor the matras. So you must remember that Jaco is a boor. He loves to speak Afrikaans with me. So I asked him, Jaco, I think you got a lot of money. And where's the money? Under the matras, under the mattress, you see. Maybe he get caught also. Then it's like pala pala, you see. You must remember these kind of things. Yeah. So hello had the elite bank. What say hello? As the elite bank. So only for millionaires and billionaires. Ordinary mortals like me and you, they don't want us there. They say we waste their time. You must remember that. So there, go to Switzerland and you will see what goes on there. Zurich is the capital where they keep everything. But Switzerland now has lost its neutrality, and remember, it's no more a neutral country.
Somebody says, Ustaz, that if a person passes away while taking a loan from a company, does his family have to pay it back, Ustaz?
100% Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tughda anhu. If a person passed away as a Muslim, then he or she will not enter paradise. That is authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. They will not enter paradise until the debts of the deceased are paid. So in Islam, when a person passes away, first is burial, funeral expenses. Remember, burial, funeral expenses does not include that the guests coming there and you giving them meals and tea and all that. That you age must sort out. You don't take a cent or a dollar or a rupee or a pound or a rand from the estate of the deceased. You must be clear on this type of issues. Second one is the debts of the deceased. Whether you're owing Muslim, non-Muslim, company, corporate, whatever, all that must be paid from the entire estate. Third one will be wasiyah. You bequeath to a person or organization, and the maximum amount you're allowed to bequeath for non-heirs is 1/3 of the net estate. And fourth one, then comes the shares of the heirs. That is Islam. You show me a more just system anywhere in the world than Islam. So even when the person passes away, man yarjako yan man sadwat as anal man sabruat. So that is, you must remember, when you die, then you're going to inherit. But the above three, you must sort out first. Burial, funeral expenses, the debts of the deceased, the wasiyah, what the deceased person bequeathed in writing or verbally, orally, and their witnesses. So all that must be implemented. Then only you come to the shares of the earth.
I've got a sister Felicia. She says, good morning to you all. How can all the Arab states unite into one country without problems? Felicia, Ustad.
Felicia, that's a pipe dream. You must remember that Murtad bin Shaitan, that the enemy, the clown prince and crown prince of Saudi Arabia, now they launched a new airline. So what is that? Riyadh Air, Tayaranu Riyadh, they call it in Arabic. So what is Riyadh Air? It is going to be building a new airport in Riyadh, King Salman Airport. And by 2030, they want to reach 100 cities. Why? They want to compare with Dubai. They want to compare with Emirates. They want to compare with Qatar and so forth, with Qataria. They want to compare with Abu Dhabi. And competition must start with Ittihad. So how are you going to have unity and so forth? He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the time will come, and we living in that time, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. You can see them today, what is happening to them. Each one of them bootlicking America or bootlicking Israel or bootlicking Russia and so forth and so on. So it's a pipe dream, my sister Felicia. You, my sister Felicia, if you want felicity, then you have to come into the fold of Islam, and with devotion, dedication, Almighty Allah won't ask me and you why the Arabs are not united and so forth. Almighty Allah will definitely question us. I gave you your eyes, your ears, I gave you your anatomy, I gave you intelligence. What did you do, O servant Abdullah Amatullah, female slave of Allah, and male slave of Allah? So we are responsible, and Allah will question us on the day of reckoning. That is what we must be concerned about, my sister Felicia, if you want true felicity. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Somebody says, last week I got a warning letter, Ustad, and a fine from my boss because I went to read Maghrib Salah. His reason was, I am not authorized to go mosque during his working time. Is this permissible, Ustad?
Now, you see, this is the problem that I don't understand. When you went there 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, so to go there and the place you're going to work and so forth, you are Muslim and he's Muslim, right? According to your question. So, what was your job description? What were the conditions? If the conditions were you can't go for Jummah Salat, you can't go for Maghrib Salat, you can't go there and all. So why did you take the job in the first place? It's like our parents today, they send their children to ABC XYZ school and they want to join the elite. They want to join the higher strata of society. Then they send us questions, but this school here does not allow our sons to go for Jummah and so. But where were your brains initially? Why did you enroll your son there in that school? So you, my brother, before we answer the question, we need to ask you, was there a job description? Yes. Were you explained all this? Yes. Then why did you take the job there? Remember, for us, Salat is the most important action after our Iman and after our faith and our conviction and so forth. So tell him, O Muslim, that I'm taking you to the CCMA and then see what the Papa will dance and all these things here. You must not fear. You must remember, if anybody interferes with our religion, then you must give him a warning. You better withdraw this, otherwise I'm going to the CCMA and you can take my name also. So nobody got the right to prevent you. Yesterday we did in Tafsir Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi Abu Jahal, that ara'ayta alladhi yanha abadan idha swalla. Remember, did you see the person who, Abu Jahal, the Fir'aun hadhil ummah, the Pharaoh of this ummah, he prohibited the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam from reading Salat right there by the Baytullah and Kaaba Musharrafa. So remember, these are the actions of Abu Jahal and company. So tell him, tomorrow you will wake up with Abu Jahal if you continue like that.
Somebody says that, Matthew, he says, why did Saddam Hussein decide to invade Iran in 1980? Matthew, who's that?
My brother, you mixed up. You must remember that he invaded who? You must remember Kuwait. So, because the West told him to do that, so he will get the oil. They set him up and so forth and so on. And thereafter, you must remember, the war broke out and so forth. So that is what happened, you must remember. The war with Iraq and all of them and Iran was also played by the Saudis and so forth. Do you know how many billion US dollars they gave Saddam? So you must remember that now they're making peace, so-called peace between Saudi and Iran, and then they got the Makkah Charter and they got the so-called scholars there. We don't have confidence in these scholars. They can meet in Riyadh, they can meet in Jeddah, they can meet in Makkah, whatever. There is no, remember, unity with Kuffar, Shias and so forth, people who are the haters, and they curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. Leave all the other issues. This is a simple issue you can understand. Can you ever call such people, remember that, Muslim? MBS is playing them with his double game, but people don't understand, because they want to go for a free Umrah trip, first class ticket, 5-star hotel, and so forth and so on. So you sell the deen, you must remember. Makkah Charter, we reject. Amman Charter, we reject. Cape Town Charter, we reject. All this here have got one common element. Bring in the Shias. We say Shia lo Shia. Shias must stay outside. They got nothing to do with us. Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. For them is your religion and for us is our religion. Remember, our programs today will be 8:30 to 9, inshallah. Maulana Musa Akudi will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. And 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. And then, inshallah, we continue with Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi. Today is Wednesday. Make special dua in the afternoon after Zuhr. Make dua for ourselves, our family, our beloved country, and the Ummat-e-Muslimah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.